The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Joining me this morning, South Carolina Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Glad to be with you,
Joey. Congressman William Timmons, welcome in.
Good morning, Joey.
Ross Turner represents Senate District 8 in Greenville. Welcome in, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the WeSellKiowa.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It's 8:06 on this Thursday, Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for? Love to get your comments on the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Ricky says, I'm thankful my wife is out of Carolina Behavioral Health and is happy again. God bless her. That's a answer to prayer, I'm sure. There's always something to be thankful for, regardless of how bad things can be. I mean, there are a lot of people hurting right now who are in the path of Hurricane Ian, but I guess they can be thankful that they're still here, that they're alive and able to rebuild. What are you thankful for? 877-235-9405. Around 8:30 or so, we'll visit with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. And around 8:50, we'll check in with Mike Gallagher for a preview of the Mike Gallagher Show today. Joe Biden was in Florida yesterday to survey the damage brought by Hurricane Ian. He got caught joking in a very explicit hot mic conversation with the mayor of Fort Myers Beach, Ray Murphy. Here's the exchange. You have to listen real close here. These two grown adult men. Here's what you heard, or actually didn't hear, because we had to beep it out. The president is talking with the mayor, and he says, no one F's with a Biden. The mayor then uses the Lord's name in vain and says, yes, you're right. I mean, two grown men, I guess, trying to out-curse one another, and two supposedly men who are leaders. I've never understood using this type of language and what they think that they're, I guess, is they're just part of the good old boys club, I guess. I don't know. The President and First Lady Jill Biden visited Fisherman's Wharf in Fort Myers alongside Governor Ron DeSantis and other local leaders, where homes and businesses were just totally wiped away. Fort Myers Beach is gone. There's just hardly anything left. Standing with the Governor DeSantis, Biden says that he plans to make sure that Floridians get the help that they need.
Today, we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover. We're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done.
Biden extended federal emergency relief that he first enacted before the storm by 30 days, making assistance packages available for 60 days as Florida works to rebuild in the wake of the hurricane. And this is going to be a years-long process. Governor DeSantis, who, of course, is a frequent critic of Biden and who could potentially face off against him, I guess, in 2024, praised the cooperation between federal authorities and local authorities as they do try to get started on the rebuilding process.
One of the things that you're seeing in this response, we are cutting through the bureaucracy. We are cutting through the red tape, and that's from local government, state government, all the way up to the president.
And Biden couldn't resist. He used his remarks yesterday in Florida as an opportunity to blame Hurricane Ian on human-caused climate change, despite many experts pushing back on the idea. You know, the left, even before Hurricane Ian hit Florida, before it made landfall, the left was already saying, yep, just another example of climate change. Just another example why you need to be buying an electric car. But many of the experts pushed back and said, you know, we can't blame this single hurricane on climate change. It's just not possible. But Biden did yesterday. Couldn't help himself.
We're in a situation where the Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change and we should do something about it.
Oh, yeah, that settled it. Hurricane Ian settled the whole conversation. As the storm struck Florida, several Democrats, left-wing commentators, media outlets claimed that its mere existence and intensity was a result of carbon emissions and global warming. Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota even appeared to suggest that if you vote for a Democrat in the midterm elections, that they're going to help avoid future hurricanes. Imagine that. Look, if they have that type of power, why would they wait to see what voters do in the midterms? Why wouldn't they have just gone ahead and stopped Hurricane Ian to begin with? Experts, weather experts, have a different opinion, though. Some of them do, including Biden's administration's top hurricane expert. He's pushed back. Jamie Rome is his name. He's the acting director of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, their National Hurricane Center, who tracks these storms. He was on CNN just a few days prior to Ian making landfall. Don Lemon tried to get him to confirm or acknowledge that global warming caused Hurricane Ian. He pushed back. Here's the exchange.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, but I don't think we're going to get any more rapid intensification. If you look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
He just wouldn't play along with Don Lemon, would he? And there have been other NOAA scientists who have said the same thing, that it's premature to conclude with high confidence that global warming has had any impact on hurricane activity in the Atlantic. Look, we've seen, if you look at history, there have been some pretty bad hurricanes prior to Ian, prior to some of the recent hurricanes that we've witnessed, Katrina, for example. The difference is there's more devastation because there's more development. Back in the 1900s, the early 1900s, when we had some devastating hurricanes, even in the 1800s, you didn't have houses on the beachfront like you do now. You didn't have a Fort Myers. You didn't have a business district literally on a patch of sand between the intercoastal waterway and the ocean. You also didn't have a 24/7 cable news network, or many of them, documenting and literally flying drones over over the devastation so that it's in your living room every night. So maybe it just appears to be more devastating today than it was then. By the way, while Biden was visiting Florida, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, affectionately known as OPEC, announced that they're going to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. White House officials said that they were disappointed by the short-sighted decision, but industry leaders appeared to mock the president in response. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association tweeted yesterday, "The White House has one option left, and it's the one option they should have never turned away from in the first place, U.S.-based oil and gas industry." Life comes at you pretty fast, they tweeted. Are you ready for $5 a gallon gas again? You know how Joe Biden has been very quick to talk about how he has brought gas prices down? Wonder if he's going to be so quick to accept responsibility for them going back up. Because don't you suspect that OPEC's decision to cut production was intentional to try to make Joe Biden look bad? It's sort of a stick in his eye, a poke in his eye. Because bottom line is, they don't care for Joe Biden. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation. Lots of ways to do so. Option one, Tommy will put you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message. And, of course, your comments are always welcome on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. It is 8:16 on this thankful Thursday.
Answer, a 94.5, The Answer.
What QC Kinetics is doing for people is nothing short of amazing. I'm talking about real lasting relief from that joint pain that's kept you from playing tennis, playing golf, playing with the grandkids. QC Kinetics, they're the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with advanced regenerative medicine, non-surgical alternatives. If you're living with joint pain, maybe from an injury, or maybe you have arthritis, don't let them tell you that steroids, pain meds, and surgery are your only options. QC Kinetics, they use regenerative treatments that can restore and repair that damaged tissue. Maybe you've been diagnosed with bone-on-bone arthritis. You've been told that you need a replacement. Let me encourage you to call QC Kinetics for an alternative way to deal with the pain. These amazing protocols work with pain caused by injury too, like a torn meniscus or rotator cuff. Call QC Kinetics now. Don't keep living with that pain. Learn how regenerative medicine can give you your life back, and most importantly, can do so without drugs and without surgery. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation. 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772. They have a location in Greenville and one in Asheville. That's 864-448-3772. 72. It's 18 past the hour.
Thank you.
It's the nicest way to start your day.
Thanks. I said thank you.
THANKYOU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live from the WeSellKiwi.com studios. It's the Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Texter on the Big Rock text line, this is Mary, says DeSantis didn't look real happy with Biden while Biden was talking. Did you see all the excitement online on the social media post as the photo of DeSantis standing behind the seal of the president? Because, you know, they always carry that podium around with them. Anytime the president speaks at an event like this, he has his podium that has the seal of the president of the United States. So any of the other speakers who happen to be following the president, or maybe even leading up to the president, they're standing behind that same podium. Well, there's a wonderful photo of Ron DeSantis standing behind the seal of the president. And it has gone viral on social media as people are saying this could be what it's going to look like at some point. Ron DeSantis, president of the United States. And you're right, Mary, he did not look too happy when, but you know, he's there to serve the people of Florida. And even though Ron DeSantis does not care for Joe Biden one iota, he'll do what he has to do to rebuild his state. And if that means working with a bunch of idiots in the Biden administration, Ron DeSantis will make it work. Patty says Galveston was wiped out in 1900. The 1928 hurricane Lake Okeechobee. How do you say that? Okeechobee. I can't even say the word. Okeechobee. Why'd you send me this word, Patty? Hurricane that killed 2,500, making landfall at West Palm Beach. Where is that anyway? With 145 miles per hour winds. The 1938 hurricane that hit New England was a Category 5. Katharine Hepburn's home was washed off its foundation. History is important. And you're right. The difference in those in the early 1900s was the fact that you didn't have as many homes right on the water. And the other important thing is we didn't have NOAA tracking the hurricanes. We didn't have airplanes that were literally flying into hurricanes to track them, to track the data. So we didn't have the warning. We didn't have the evacuations to keep people safe that we have today. But we still had hurricanes. And as somebody pointed out earlier in these, some of these early hurricanes, it was prior to some of the gas guzzling SUVs that the left wants to blame, global warming on. Wasn't any global warming then. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this thankful Thursday. Hey, when it comes to getting your home's most crucial systems ready for the winter, I've always recommended turning to the pros at Corley Plumbing Air Electric. From plumbing to electrical and everything in between, their team has the experience that you need to keep your home in peak condition. And they've got some great deals that they've extended over into October, along with some new deals in October. Get a double tune-up in the month of October for just $139. Schedule maintenance on your generator this month. You know, with Hurricane Ian, a lot of people with generators were scrambling, making sure that they were operable. Well, go ahead and schedule that maintenance for just $250 during the month of October. When you call CorleyPro.com, you can schedule this online at CorleyPro.com. And guess what? By scheduling online, you're going to save an additional $20. Maybe you need a brand new heating system as we head into the winter. Well, you can get 0% financing for 18 months on your new purchase. A long list of October specials. Just go to CorleyPro.com. Doesn't matter what kind of work your home needs. You can count on the team at Corley Plumbing Air Electric. Schedule your service today online. It's real simple. At CorleyPro.com. You know, speaking of Ron DeSantis, you know how the Biden administration blasted Governor DeSantis for arranging the two flights of illegals to Martha's Vineyard? A lot of people were crying, well, it's just a political stunt. Well, guess what? Biden's team is back to its old tricks. Because you remember Ron DeSantis was quick to point out that the Biden administration had their own flights, except theirs in the middle of the night. They don't want you to know about theirs. His, at least, was in broad daylight. An upstate New York mayor ripped into the Biden administration and his team after dozens of migrant kids were secretly flown to his small town by the feds last week, according to the New York Post. At least two migrant flights touched down at Orange County Airport in Montgomery from El Paso, Texas, in recent weeks, according to local officials. The latest flight was this past Friday. It had 25 minors ranging from age 13 to 18 years of age. They were quickly shipped off to 12 locations, according to reports, including children's homes and shelters scattered across the tri-state area of New York City and some of the suburbs. Montgomery Village Mayor Steve Brescia told the New York Post, "They were transported out of the county once they got here. We were never informed about the flights coming into our airport. It's just disturbing that we weren't informed of any of this. We were worried about the safety of the passengers who didn't know where they were going." Last week's flights, we're told, were arranged by the Biden administration's Office of Refugee Resettlement, which falls under the Department of Health and Human Services. Meanwhile, a number of adults acting as chaperones for the minors were contacted by local officials because they were concerned about the safety of these kids. I mean, you had these airplanes landing in the middle of the night with these young kids, 13 to 18 years old, with some of these adults. They didn't know if it was human trafficking or what. The mayor described how once they had received some phone calls and even some reports that some of these kids were overheard saying that they were there against their will, their own will, they had police intercept the buses that had left the airport to question who these people were, where these kids were from. After some back and forth, they finally learned that they were from Honduras, Ecuador, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and finally, one of the adult chaperones, after making several phone calls, conceded that these were Biden administration, this was part of the Biden administration's program to relocate these migrant children. 877-235-9405. We'll visit with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt and Mike Gallagher. It's 8:30 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.